Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Israeli Defense Forces killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, the primary mastermind of the deadly October 7, 2023 assault on Israel. Sinwar was slain on October 16 by tank fire in Rafah. Upon confirmation of Sinwar's death, Vice President Kamala Harris declared, "Justice has been served and the United States, Israel, and the entire world are better off as a result." Israeli Defense Forces have killed several other top Hamas commanders, including Ismail Haniyeh, the group's former political leader, as well as leaders of militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon. Sinwar was responsible for the killing of thousands of innocent people, including the victims of October 7th and hostages killed in Gaza. "He had American blood on his hands," said Vice President Harris.
Sinwar was the mastermind of October 7, the deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust, a terrorist attack that killed 1,200 innocent people and included horrific sexual violence and more than 250 hostages taken into Gaza, including seven Americans, living and deceased, who remain in captivity. A terrorist attack that triggered a devastating war in Gaza, a war that has led to unconscionable suffering of many innocent Palestinians and greater instability throughout the Middle East.
And I will say to any terrorist who kills Americans, threatens the American people, or threatens our troops or our interests, know this, warned Vice President Harris. We will always bring you to justice. Israel has a right to defend itself, and the threat Hamas poses to Israel must be eliminated, said Vice President Harris. With the death of Sinwar, there is clear progress toward that goal.
This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza, and it must end such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination. And it is time for the day after to begin without Hamas in power.
We will not give up on these goals, said Vice President Harris, and I will always work to create a future of peace, dignity, and security for all.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.